This program illustrates how to do input and output with the console window and some various variable types. Note that we will use the phrase variable types and data types interchangeably. First, examine the output box on the right. The program asks the user to enter a letter. The letter F is entered and the Enter key is pressed. The program then asks for an integer to be entered. The integer 100 is entered and the Enter key is pressed. Next, the program asks the user to enter a floating point number. -5.987123 is entered and Enter is pressed. Finally, the program echoes back the values that were entered. Now that you understand what the program does, let us go through the code. The first two lines are include directives, which include standard C++ library code. In particular, IOStream is needed to use cout and cin, and string allows us to use the string data type. We actually do not need to include string in this example because we don't make use of it. Now, the third line is a using namespace standard statement. This is new, so pay attention. The using namespace standard statement allows us to omit the standard prefix with which we have previously prefixed standard library code. For example, before we would write standard cout. With the using namespace standard statement, we can just write cout. We then come to the main function, which every C++ program must have, and which is the entry point to every C++ program. The first three statements in main are variable declarations, which are initialized to default values at the same time. In general, it is good practice to initialize your variables immediately to at least some default value so that they do not contain garbage. Variables with garbage can trick you when you're debugging because you may think that the garbage value is actually meaningful when it really is not. The following statement uses the cout command to output the text, enter a letter, to the console window. This statement is followed by a cin statement, which prompts the user to enter a value into the console with the keyboard. After the user enters a letter and presses the enter key, the letter inputted will be stored in the variable called letter. By saving the input letter, the program can later echo the value back to the console. Note that we assume the user will enter valid input. That is, if we are expecting a letter to be entered, we assume that the user will not enter a number instead. In the real world, we would have to watch out for user mistakes, but for learning purposes at this point, we can just assume the user will enter correct data. The next four statements are similar. They output some text to the console with cout asking the user to make an input. Then a cin command occurs, which is used to extract some input and save it in a variable. The program then outputs a new line with the cout end l statement. We put this new line in just to format the output to make it a little easier to read with the line separator. We now come to the final three statements of the program. These statements echo the values the user inputted back to the console window as output. Recall that the values inputted were saved in variables. Therefore, it's no problem to echo back these values because we have them saved in memory. So consider the first statement. First, we output the text letter followed by a colon, and then we output the value stored in the variable letter, which is followed by a new line. Observe that we chain all three of these outputs with one cout command using several insertion operators on the same line. The remaining two statements are similar. That is, we use cout to output the text integer, followed by the value stored in the variable integer, followed by a new line. Likewise, for the last statement, we output the text float, followed by the value stored in the variable dec, followed by another new line.